I cannot tell you how often people ask me about cannabis and what will help them sleep. And so when you think about it, you know, the sleep deprivation, especially with the stress in today's world, it's like a nationwide problem.
All right, everyone, welcome to this episode of A Little Higher, where we're going to take the conversation a little higher with my friend Doreen Sullivan. Doreen is many things, but at the root of it, you're a entrepreneur, a mother, and a plant stigma warrior in our space. You really are doing big work in the space.
Thank you. Thank you. A stigma warrior is a great title, and I wear it well, and I'm ready for it. Let's do this, women. Let's go.
Doreen, I don't want to butcher an intro here, so why don't you give us some of your background, because it's really unique. She comes from the entertainment marketing space and now has been in the cannabis space. And so, yeah, tell us a little bit about it.
So thank you so much for having me here. And I'm so excited to be on this podcast and back in Nashville. And so my background is I started an entertainment marketing company in New York City back in 1987. And my very first project was the original Dirty Dancing. And my job, ironically enough, was to create a buzz for entertainment properties. So I would do things with studios, with record companies that actually got people talking about, and this was before social media, talking about artists, talking about talent, talking about entertainment properties. So ironically, my entire life has been about creating a buzz, creating attention for something that was attention worthy, and to be living in pop culture. So my background in pop culture really helps me market my product in pot culture right now. So and my whole life in creating is, which I've been fortunate to do, was I've always consumed cannabis to, you know, assist in that creativity. The right strain, the right plant can really support your creative process, especially when you get in those ruts where you just can't think of the idea. And it's, isn't it interesting? Just a couple little hits and then your mind just opens up, you relax, and the creativity comes in. So I made a living for 35 plus years in the creative space prior to my bud vase. And so having been a consumer, one day I was actually working on, I think, my fifth Super Bowl for ESPN at the time. And
the resume is stacked. Yeah, the resume is good. That she's worked on.
And we're actually going to, I'm starting to, you know, capture my history and my vault and my background, because I can use that to teach people how to create, because I want to be that creative leader and that creative teacher and really help people learn how to market their product. So what I was doing is I was just having a little afternoon sesh, and somebody came to the door, and being in the South at the time, which is completely illegal for consumption, I literally had to hide my bong that I was smoking out of. And I did the hide the bong dance, and I hid my bong amongst my vases in my house. And it just so happened to be that I had a vase that was shaped like a bong. And here's the crazy thing is that I had this vase for over a year in my house, and every time I saw it, I thought, God, that looks like a bong. So what is it around you that every time you see it sparks an idea? You know, some of these little things in our life actually help us pivot into the bigger things in our life. And so that's how my bud vase started. I had my final hide the bong dance. My bong was next to a vase that was shaped like a bong. And the very next day I started manufacturing, processing, testing, repurposing vintage vases.
Into smoking devices.
Functioning smoking devices. I keep calling them vases because it's like, and this is one of my big challenges, the word bong is this big, bad, dirty word. And in some places, you can't even say it in a head shop or say it in other places that are legal, then it's like the centerpiece. In other places, it's hidden. And so I feel like I'm at this unique place because I see the industry from the inner circle where my company is pretty well known into the outer circle where so many people are still struggling with hiding their consumption and hiding a lifestyle that's completely normal and should be part of a life if you choose it, which is what I love about this podcast, A Little Higher, to like look into things and say, you know, how do we change this a little bit? How do we make those 1 or 2% changes
exactly
that will ultimately result in, you know, a lifestyle change? So this product, this birthed, you know, speaking in mother terms, always, this birthed as something that was intended to be an artistic creation for me, but then it just really became something that was so important in transforming the function of paraphernalia in the modern cannabis lifestyle.
Yeah. So My Bud Vase is one of your many companies.
Yes.
And this is an example of some of it.
That's
and
my turtle piece.
Beautiful.
And this is the Woodland Turtle set. And I'm so obsessed with it, especially this, you know, the holiday time of the year, because it's just, you know, what a perfect gift to welcome to your home and for
yourself,
consumption.
Yeah. Not for someone else. For yourself.
For yourself. Listen, self first right now. We're all trying to learn that, right?
Yeah. You touched on something. It's Christy who's in the room too. Her and I say it all the time. When we launch new products or campaigns or something, we always look at each other and we're like, we feel like we just birthed that. Like,
yes.
Because, and I think it's what makes women just a different style leader than men too, is because then the motherhood kicks in and you have to nurture what you birth.
Yes.
And so you create something, you get it out there, and then you go into the nurture cycle. Like, is it warm? Is it fed?
Right.
Did I change its diapers? Like, is it on a good sleep cycle? And this is like how we approach business and what we put out into the world too.
Well, and it's so relative today because it's a very hyper masculine society, and I'm not putting men down or being a feminist when I say this. Is women are doing exactly what you're talking about. They're birthing new products. They're nurturing them into existence. It's in us. It's in our DNA. And even cannabis, like, it's a female plant. So it's no wonder that we gravitate into ways to bring this plant to life, to nurture other people. Like, for example, your product is really, like, it almost came out of really wanting to support people's sleep cycles, which is so critical. Like, we're just learning now how important it is to get that restorative sleep. So how does your product fit into that world?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, comes to... I had a moment where cannabis stopped being such a recreational thing for me and became very integral into a healing journey that I was on. And at the core of what it helped me do is sleep. And we talk about it in other episodes. Sleep is the foundation. So without good sleep, we can't go be 1% better in all the other areas. You need good sleep to be a good human. That's right. Kind of my...
You need good sleep to be a good human.
Yeah, you need
Boy,
it.
Is that the truth? Yeah.
And so some of our products, people use our products for a multitude of different desired outcomes. But I think the one that I reflect on the most is when people write in or leave a product review, is like, this product helped me sleep for the first time since I was a kid, or, you know, some crazy things, but sleep. Yeah. Helping people sleep. And I think this plant can, with time and intention in how you consume, it can help fit into the different areas of your life. Something that Christy and I always reflect on is there's such a mommy wine culture, like,
yes.
And but
oh yes.
So we're like the plant culture moms, you know.
Well, and then you guys are pioneering this space along with like major leaders, like, you know, the Mommy Jane, like the Blunt Blowing Mama.
I mean, she's incredible.
Oh my God, I love her. Hello, my dear. She's like she is.
We need to get her on the podcast.
Yes, she would love to be on the podcast. Yeah. I mean, she's such an amazing woman, and there's so many amazing women, and it saddens me that you can't just fight for how this plant helps you be a better mother. You actually have to have the fear of the loss. Like, if in so many ways parents today are still worrying about their consumption use, you know, legally.
And they need to. We talk about that a lot. People need to be really careful about their consumption with how the plant is right now in certain states.
Right. And so this is, I'm on this journey. I just left Charleston, South Carolina, and I'm on my way to Las Vegas, which is where I'm going to be for probably at least 6 months or a year. And it's going to be fun, but it's going to be like my mission there. First of all, there's something in Vegas. There's a group called the Chamber of Cannabis. And this group is working so hard to change laws and to bring cannabis culture to the forefront, whether it's for Vegas or for us around the world. The other thing that you say, Devin, is that it's different in every single state. And it's just when I think about this, as I'm driving from state to state, it's like, oh, here I can say this word. Oh, here I can smoke cannabis. Oh, here I can't. And there's so many laws, whether they relate to the plant, whether they relate to a derivative of it, whether they relate to paraphernalia.
Yeah, or even
the laws have not caught up to the $33.88 billion industry that we live in today.
Same. So that's insane.
Right.
Yeah.
And so part of my mission right now, and I'm getting like really like upset and passionate, and like, I gotta help figure out how to get us to a place where we can normalize it more on a nationwide basis and not just state to state, because it's The people that are making the laws, they don't understand the plant, most of them. And the people that understand the plant are not able to sometimes make the laws. And so we have to narrow that gap and we have to move forward with things. And that's part of the reason you're doing what you're doing and I'm doing what I'm doing. And it's the reason we're here.
Yes, I love it.
And the universe gets us here, right?
Yes.
And here we are.
Yeah.
So. Let's do it.
We're doing it.
We're warriors.
Yeah. I like stigma warriors.
Stigma warriors. Yeah. I feel like I should have a whip. Let's break this.
So part of being a stigma warrior is being politically involved, which is something that if you would have told me 3 years ago, Devin, you're going to be, you know, at the state capitol testifying and you're going to have a trade association that works on cannabis law in the state that you operate in, I would have just laughed at you because, you know, we were doing this and it's so polar to that. But we're very politically involved where we need to be to help steer the conversation. And we just do that on a local level right now, but I've been starting to inch my way to the national level where you and I will be running across each other. So tell us about that.
So, and you know, on the nationwide level, I think what's the most important thing to really listen to is the consumers. Like you have a product that is geared towards helping people sleep. I cannot tell you how often people ask me about cannabis and what will help them sleep. And so when you think about it, you know, the sleep deprivation, especially with the stress in today's world, it's like a nationwide problem.
It's an epidemic.
It is an epidemic. And we're all, in many ways, caught in it. But what's happening now in the world is like, this is so important that we do deal on the nationwide level and we find a new North Star because it's very difficult to navigate some of these political challenges. People still have misconceptions about the plant. They don't have the education. And that's the scary thing. There's two things I want to say. One is as a brand, we're all responsible for trying to educate consumers on our products as much as possible so that it's not misconstrued, so that somebody doesn't get a 100-milligram gummy that is not labeled and take that. And then all of a sudden it's like cannabis is bad. No, it's not bad. What is bad is the fact that something's rushing out to market. And this is pre-prohibition. You know, I'm sure it was the same with alcohol. You know, it's like, look at this moonshine. Oh, let's drink the whole bottle. Well, that didn't work.
Blind.
Right. That didn't work. And, you know, eating a whole 100-milligram gummy is not going to work. But
for some, it might.
Yeah, for some. And how do you do that, by the way?
I know some people that have like wild high tolerances, but they had to start somewhere. And I think the point that you're trying to make is that for a new consumer that doesn't have that educational component and they're walking into a store and picking up a bar and there's not that educational component and then they eat the whole bar and they go on a wild journey, they might end up in the hospital actually. We need to like guide that type of consumer a little better.
Right. And so, you know, all of us need clear labeling and things like that. And then unfortunately, some things will get involved in the government decided that they need certain labeling and they don't really know what these things that are
arbitrary numbers
are really doing for people. Right. So the whole point is, I think, to lead with your heart, to stay focused, to stay motivated, to make change in this space, and to know that there are consumers out there that need you. Because in the cannabis industry, and I consider myself very fortunate that I, you know, hop around, like I market my company like a band, you know, I grow regionally, you know, you can relate to that in Nashville, you guys, like I'm in the music capital here. And so like in that world, it's when you work with an artist, you know, you build an audience in Seattle, you build an audience in LA, you build an audience and you market a band regionally. So as cannabis comes to the forefront, it's a regional growth for us. And it's in these regions that you'd start to see how they're so different. Everybody has different laws that even adds to the confusion.
Oh yeah.
You know, what we don't want is we don't want to lose the OG growers and the people that are making beautiful product for us because there are so many things like just walking up to this space that just, you know, there's
it's a flower day here.
It's
so you
a
got
flower
some good
day. There's just like there's I can tell that there's intention and love in what you're making.
Thank you. Likewise.
Right.
And look how beautiful it looks together.
Right. This is where women come in and mothers, you know, because
they like the pretty things.
The pretty things and then the intention. Nothing, you know, we do is to skim by it or just skim over it. We're really gonna dig deep in this. So that's what I want to do as a creative. I just want to make products that are enjoyed, you know, and what I love so much about My Bud Vase is that people know the names of our product, not even just the band. They're like, oh, I'm a Turtle and I'm a Rachel and I'm a Phoebe and I'm a, and it's like, oh my God, you know, that is just an honor as a creative to connect to a consumer. And that's why I call it My Bud Vase, because at the end of the day, when you have your lifestyle in cannabis, it's your choice. This is the piece I want to choose. This is the place I want it. This is the flower that I want. Yep. This is the morning flower. This is the night flower. This is my routine. This is my journey with cannabis.
Yes.
So
own it.
Yeah. So own it. Own it. Absolutely. And then grow it, you know, because it is all about growth. So you're planting roots. Wait.
So you have My Bud Vase. It's up for some really phenomenal awards this year.
Oh,
we have MJ BizCon coming up.
MJ BizCon's coming up. For if you don't know, in the cannabis space, MJ BizCon is like the largest convention for the cannabis industry. It's in Las Vegas at the end of November. And they just started Fairchild Events, just started with MJ BizCon, something called the MJs. And it's the first award show the MJ BizCon. And so we actually got nominated in what I consider one of the top categories, which
of course,
Cannabis Consumer Product of the Year. I know.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
So there's six entries. Like Student Glass is there. Flower Mill is there. There's some beautiful other products. And I just want to say that, you know, I just pray that people see to be nominated as Consumer Product of the Year. Like there's so much that goes into our pieces. They help you hide your consumption if you need to. They help you like show off your consumption as you want to. They're collectibles. I just realized that we're the number one gifted bong. I met so many people this summer, and we just like in one short version of time recently, we had a wedding gift going to Paris, a gift going to Taiwan, a gift going to Canada.
Oh, it's brilliant. A perfect wedding gift.
This is perfect. Wedding gift, housewarming gift, first bong gift, family gift, mother gift. We really are the number one gifted bong in the world.
So special.
And so that's just a badge that we're, as a company, we're going to kind of like pull out and sort of brand for ourselves. I think that's what makes us different. And listen, I want to always say that I'm never, glass blowing is not what I do. And that in itself is a gift and an art form that is so respectable. And so I never want to come out to the market and be like, my product's better than this product. It's just differences. I wanted to create something that it made a difference in home consumption.
Right.
You know, in your home, you know, there's an aesthetic that is whatever your aesthetic is. And so I think about that in terms of the stigma warrior.
Right.
Because if somebody were to walk in on a setup, a rig and torches and this and, you know, honeycomb, triple chamber percolators, and they don't, you know, they're not that they're not that consumer that understands that.
Right.
Then in my world, having this set out, it's more approachable. And, you know, again, as I say, you know, there's some amazing glass blown pieces that, I mean, I collect that are collectible. I'm just honored to, you know, have a collectible in this space that people are really relating to.
Yes, I love it. I think I have on my wish list the, tell me if I'm saying it right, the Coyote.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's the harbinger of change and commitment. And, you know, each brand, I always say this as a marketer, should have like three keywords.
Okay.
Our three keywords are artistry, inspiration, and evolution. And when Coyote came on the scene for us, it was about the evolution of like, let's just move this culture forward.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. And Coyote's a big West piece. So like when in Rome, right?
Right.
So as I head to Vegas, it's like, I got Coyote, I got my jacket,
I got
my like pattern, like backpack, and I'm ready to,
you're ready to
journey and travel.
You decorate for the occasions.
Yes.
Well, Doreen, it's been just so lovely to have you here in Nashville. I'm excited to go light one up with you after this episode.
Oh.
And yeah, just to talk about what you're doing in the space, how you use cannabis, and empowering women and mothers to, if they're in a safe space, be more confident in their consumption and that there's brands that can help them in that journey.
I think, you know, in every mother, I mean, the minute you find out that you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Your life completely changes. You don't look at anything the same. You don't look at an Advil.
No.
You don't look at an almond the same. You start consuming what's good for you and you start, you know, like, I can't do this. I mean, I quit smoking cannabis when I was pregnant because at the time, and my daughter is 30 this weekend, and that's part of the reason I'm here.
Congratulations, yeah.
Carson, you rock star. So it changes the minute you find out. And so, you know, the thing is, it's your body and you as a mother, you start going through this change. So, you know, there is a lot of support. And we talked about some of the pioneers, you know, like yourself now that are changing the game for mothers.
Yeah.
Is a small microdose is, you know, a mother's not going to get blown out. You
I
know?
Mean, but if she needs to in a safe space, she can.
Right.
But there's microdosing.
Right. There's
options.
Microdosing. Yeah. And some of it, like, you just think of the nausea alone.
Yeah.
You know, like the first semester. Like, I mean, you can't even eat and you know you need the nutrition. So here you are as a mother going, I'm throwing up all day. I need nutrition for this baby.
Right.
And I can't even eat. And then just a little bit of
just a tiny bit.
A tiny bit of a plant. And then you're like, what's for dinner? I'm not throwing up tonight, you know? Like,
Christy and I have talked about that on, we have a mothering episode, the Kiva mints.
Yes.
Those were that got me through both of my pregnancies. And now we have a microdose product for that reason.
Good for you.
But yeah, and it just like, it's okay to use. You mentioned something, as soon as you become a mom, you start thinking about what you eat. I would say it's everything in your life.
Everything.
Becomes, the priorities align immediately.
Yes.
Who you hang out with, where you allocate your time and attention, everything just like, okay, this is all that matters now.
Right.
And you have something to lose for the very first time.
And we need to give the benefit of the doubt to the mothers that are, because it's a natural gift from God. Your body's changing. And good for you guys to, maybe that's part of your journey.
Yeah.
Is to make products that are actually for pregnancy.
Oh gosh. That's
a big.
It's gonna be a big.
It's gonna be a big thing. But what you talked about, imagine just, you know, a 5 milligram.
Oh yeah, even 0.5.
Yeah,
yeah,
or 0.5.
You could go so micro just to engage the receptors without like a total head shift, unless you want the head shift.
Well, and here's something for you. Like, I'm gonna date myself, but I'm gonna go back when my mother was pregnant with me. A, she drank martinis. B, she smoked cigarettes. Okay, but in her generation, they decided that breast milk was not right and that formula was better for a baby. So the entire world changed and women literally, instead of doing what was natural, they taped up their breasts and they fed the baby formula.
Yeah, because the formula companies were pushing it. Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, here we are sitting here going, oh, we can't really talk about this because it's so dangerous. Yet, decades ago, like, you literally, what we were talking about and doing for our children was actually the opposite of what should have been done.
It's everything like is a ebb and flow.
It's an ebb and flow. But it goes to show you, nobody knows exactly, but you know, this is a plant from God. So let's just say that a mother and the unbelievable conception and the journey. And I always tell mothers, I say, you know, my two advice for moms.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
What I have been ending my episodes with? I'm like, it's on my little sheet. If you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would it be? So if you could give a mother a piece of advice, what would it be?
Well, two things is when you are pregnant, it's almost like doing a triathlon. The amount of energy your body needs is like doing a triathlon every single day. And that's
maybe
just
multiple triathlons
a proven fact, you know, so that's how much nourishment you need. That's what you need to think of. Like, if I was doing a triathlon today, what would I need to
eat
do for
drink.
Myself? Eat, drink, and sleep, and rest, and all that. The other thing that nobody ever told me was to tie up your hair before you go into delivery.
Love it.
I was
so
just
true.
Like, I literally was like, you know, my daughter was 11 pounds, and a half ounces.
That's so big.
And if you know Carson, she's just a little firecracker and you would never think she was a ginormous baby. And we even made it on the news because I had such a big baby. My post-op was like, you can't lift anything over 10 pounds, including your daughter. Like, it was insane.
Wow.
And she was just a little chunk. But what happened in trying to deliver that little chunk was that I thrashed my head so long and my hair matted up completely. So they were like, we have to shave you. And I'm like, shave me? I'm like, I can't even like, I can't know. Well, let's get some finesse and we'll take it apart piece by piece. And it took forever. So nobody ever, and all the books I never read to tie your hair up before you go into labor. So
I think that's a really great one. I always like to say like breastfeeding is going to be way harder than you could ever imagine.
Oh, and the and, head like, trips.
Plan for childcare now, the moment you get pregnant.
Right. Yes. Your generation is struggling with childcare.
It's really hard.
And you know, all of these struggles in life are opportunities for us to find a better way.
Yes.
You know, to take it a little higher. To like move a little closer to like, what is the solution?
Right.
My product really, when you think about it, is a solution to a problem.
Yes.
It's a solution to how do I consume cannabis in a beautiful way and not have it.
In a proud way. I think like that's it. It's like the pride in it.
The pride, but also the convenience, like to be able to consume and then just turn around and walk out the door.
Love it.
And not have to like pack it up and put it in the closet and hide it under here.
Oh, yeah.
It deals with pride. But, you know, so what are the opportunities that we have in life to make changes and to really be pioneers?
Yes. So what are you going to change?
Be stigma warriors, right?
Love it. Yes. Yeah. Brilliant.
Well, hopefully we can get together now and then and work on changing things for the betterment of mothers everywhere.
Yeah, I would love to do like a motherhood special piece. I'm sure all your pieces are like
Listen.
Let's do a collab. I have so many ideas. I have so many ideas.
We got a bunch of new products that I've been working on for the past 2 years.
Cool.
That like once I get to Vegas, I'm going like, I'm just going to lock myself in my creation station and try to get these out. You know, the holidays are here. And so if you do need any gifting, go to mybudvase.com. Please.
Yes.
Tell them Doreen sent you. No, tell them. I'm like, as if, by the way, my phone number is on my website because like people sometimes need help choosing the piece or they, if anything happens, I want to know. And this is a business that I care about. So that's how you know it's intentional.
Okay. So if you are interested in checking out the most stunning bud vases that there are, go to www.mybudvase.com. Doreen's personal number is on there if you need any help.
Yeah.
And
I'm here for you.
My favorite is the coyote.
And listen, also please join us on Instagram. We have a lot of giveaways and contests and we have fun all the time. People love to create with our products. So we always welcome, you know, great content and collaborations. And thank you so much for sharing my cannabis journey and for us connecting. And I look forward to new journeys together.
Yeah, we're going to do big shit.
Yeah, let's do some big shit. For all you moms out there, we're here for you.
Yes. Mwah. Mwah. Thank you for tuning in to A Little Higher podcast, and we'll catch you next time.
Yay. Cheers, everybody.